For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. While mowing the yard last week, I happened to look down and catch a glimpse of something that gave me a reason to cut my mowing short.
Washington's war on the West is threatening our Wyoming way of life. But Sam Galeotis is a Wyoming native who is committed to protecting our conservative values. And like President Trump, Sam Galeotis is the political outsider and successful conservative businessman we need to take on government agencies like the BLM and EPA. Sam will cut bureaucratic red tape and help President Trump repeal Obama's burdensome regulations. Because Sam Galeotis knows low taxes and less regulation will grow our economy, attract new businesses, protect the businesses that already call Wyoming home, and create new jobs for our kids. Sam's a conservative Republican who is strongly pro-life, an uncompromising defender of the Second Amendment. And as a Wyoming native, Sam Galeotis will champion the conservative family values that make us Wyoming. Conservative Republican businessman Sam Galeotis for governor. Conservative ideas and a fresh perspective for Wyoming. Paid for by Galeotis for governor.
I wasn't altogether excited to mow the yard last week, so I admit I was looking for excuses to stop early. As I was taking my third or fourth pass up the driveway, I caught movement out of the corner of my eye. I thought I'd seen a small cotton ball bobbing in the tall grass. I took a closer look and I realized it was a baby bird. Sure enough, it was a baby bird in a small, hollowed-out ground nest. The bird was a little white fluff ball, and the only thing I could identify of it was its mouth when it pointed it to the sky and opened up, hoping for a tasty morsel to get poked into it. Under the baby bird were two more eggs, which hadn't hatched yet. I didn't want to disturb the nest, so I got back on the mower and turned around. I figured that was a good enough excuse to leave that section of the yard alone. I spent the rest of the day mowing closer to the house, but every once in a while I looked back toward where I'd found the nest to see if Mama would come back. She kept her distance for a little while, but it wasn't long before she was back to take care of her hungry little mouth. The parents were horned larks, so I assumed that's what the little white fluff ball was, too. And later in the day, when I went back for another look, the second of the three eggs had hatched too. Again, I didn't want to linger too long because I'm sure Mama Horned Lark was anxious to get back to her babies. So I stepped quickly away from the nest, and one of the parents flittered back almost immediately. I plan to keep an eye on the nest for the next few days to see how long it takes before these little birds are self-sufficient. Being ground nesters, I bet it won't be long. I just hope it's long enough to let me stay off the mower for another week or two. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.